State lawmakers were taking victory laps in the spring of 2021 following the adoption of a budget with record levels of funding for public education. But the percent increases planned for the state's public schools dramatically outweighed the increases targeted for schools that serve New York's kids with special needs, according to advocates representing these institutions. But this dynamic could be changing if Governor Kathy Hochul signs legislation that unanimously passed both houses of the legislature this year. To discuss the issue, including the pending legislation, we're joined by Kathleen Brady Stepien, president and CEO of two organizations whose work includes providing an education to kids with special needs. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
So, Kathleen, can you talk to us a little bit about the institutions whose job it is to serve specifically those kids with special needs in terms of the kids that they're educating and what sort of needs they might have, as well as the services that they could provide at these institutions?
853 schools are operated by not-for-profit private agencies. We are providing education for school-age students that are placed with us for a variety of reasons that they cannot be served through their local public school district. So they may be placed with us because of either their educational or behavioral needs. Students may be struggling academically. They might be a couple of years behind their grade level. A student's disability is addressed through their individualized education program with us. And so our schools provide a therapeutic program that is equipped to meet the needs of students placed with us. It may require speech and language therapy for a student. Students may require counseling or nursing services, occupational therapy. And our schools are equipped to meet all of those needs through the professionals that we employ.
And who might decide that a student can't be served by a traditional public school and needs to go to one of these specialized institutions?
School districts. Committee on Special Education, or CSE, may determine that a student can't be appropriately educated in the home school district or through a BOCES program, and a student may find their way to us through that process. Students can also be placed with us through Family Court, the Office of Children and Family Services, the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, or the Office of Mental Health. So they come through a couple of different doors, all really for the purposes of having a therapeutic environment where their needs can be best met in a way that they can't be met through a traditional public school program.
And about how many kids are served by the 853 schools, and how does that compare to, say, the entire state student population?
Sure. So we're talking about a very small number of students, probably a bit over 15,000 students served through our schools. And which is really a drop in the bucket when you compare it to, you know, the millions of students served through the public school, traditional public school system.
Traditionally, where has funding for these types of schools come from? Is it solely, say, from the state budget, or are there other revenue sources? And how does the breakdown happen each year in terms of where the money comes from?
So families do not pay for their children to be educated at our schools. All kids in this country have a right to a free, appropriate public education. And, you know, as I said, because there's been a determination made that students can't be served through their local public school, they're placed with us. And so there's no cost to the family. We cannot raise revenues through taxes. Our only means to support our kids' education and the related services that they need is through a tuition rate that is set each year by New York State. So each year there's a recommendation made by the State Education Department, which for the past several years has always included a recommendation to invest exactly the same amount of growth that public school students are getting in our tuition rate set by the state. And for the past several years, we have gotten that same investment. However, this year there was a different decision made to invest less in our students with special needs than what their public school counterparts got through the state budget process.
And when you say invest less, you're talking about a comparative difference in the percent increase that public schools got compared to the 853 schools?
Absolutely right. So the New York State budget that was passed earlier this year increased foundation aid for public school students by more than 7%. Unfortunately, our students were only provided a 4% increase under the prior Governor Cuomo earlier this year in May after the state budget process happened.
And does 4% represent a number that's inadequate, or do the 853 schools only have funding needs that warranted a 4% increase?
Absolutely not. So our students are placed with us because they have increased needs that cannot be met through their public school. So, you know, not only do we employ teachers and teacher aides to support our students with special needs, we also employ related services professionals, you know, counselors, speech therapists, occupational therapists. So our schools are desperately struggling with workforce, and there is already a huge differential between what teachers earn annually in our schools versus what they can earn in a public school. That varies anywhere from $25,000 to $40,000 per year differential, you know, that a teacher can get in a public school versus our setting. So unfortunately, our schools are often the training ground for teachers and clinicians because they can earn more in public schools than what they can in our schools. So I would argue that we need more, and at least at the bare minimum, New York State must invest equitably in our students with special needs with what their public school counterparts are getting.
So we're having this conversation in the context of percentages, but what about in terms of actual dollar numbers? What is the state's investment per pupil look like in these 853 schools compared to our public schools?
The tuition rate is really sort of derived based on cost, and it has not, you know, kept up with the actual cost. So there's a separate conversation going on about the need to make changes to our tuition rate so that we can actually keep up with these costs and so that we can get at, you know, the need for recruiting and retaining a workforce that is going to stay with us. You know, these students really need the stability of the teachers being there for them, their teacher aides being there for them. And we're showing, you know, turnover rates right now of at least 20 to 25% of our teachers leaving each year. It's closer to about 40% for our teacher aides turning over out of our schools each year because the tuition rate just hasn't kept pace with our costs.
So I'm pretty sure you didn't answer my question there. What does the state spend per pupil from the 853 schools, and how does that compare to what kids at public education are getting?
Yeah, so it varies, Dave, based on you know, the individual needs, and it's because it's based on a historical cost. So, you know, there's no sort of straight answer to just say.
Kathleen, you can't simply say there's a total amount that goes towards 853 schools, and there are X amount of kids, and just divide one from the other?
So, Dave, it's because of the way that they are sort of, you know, spread around through different systems and the complexity of the funding, it's difficult to sort of assess that individual, you know, cost differential. You know, suffice it to say that there is a huge need for reform.
No, I got that. But so how much money do we spend on 853 schools each year in the state budget, say, in the past budget?
Oh, so, Dave, the rate is set outside of the budget. It's set after the budget. And the way that this works is the state sets the rate, and then in the first instance, it is paid through the placing entity of the student. So, for instance, you know, if the student is coming through the Committee on Special Education, then at that point, it is paid through the school district, and it is reimbursed up to a point by the state. And so it's a relationship between the placing entity and the state reimbursing a portion of the cost. And, you know, as I said, families are never paying, for education of their students in these schools.
So right now there's a bill on the governor's desk that she has until the end of the year to act on that would change this dynamic in Albany. What would this bill mean for the 853 schools and the funding that they receive moving forward?
Absolutely. So, you know, Governor Hochul has shown really tremendous support for public school students this year by agreeing to fully fund foundation aid for public school students. And the way that we see it, the governor now has a real opportunity to invest equity of state resources in students in special education programs by signing this bill into law, which was unanimously passed through both houses in the final days of our state legislative session this year. The bill would mandate that the state invest equitably in our students in special education programs with what their public school counterparts receive. And for us, Dave, it would really mean the ability to increase our recruitment and our retention efforts to retain the best team possible to provide special education needs for our students. You know, without it, we really cannot keep up with, as I said, the turnover rates, with our professionals leaving our settings. And at the end of the day, it's about meeting the needs of our special education students in New York State. New York must invest the same resources in our students in special education programs with what their public school counterparts are receiving.
If the governor vetoed this bill and the dynamic doesn't change, what happens? Is it simply that with less dollars invested in these kids, the quality of their care will suffer and their future outcomes will be diminished?
Yeah, it's, you know, we must keep up with continuing to raise the bar for our students. And we really will suffer with not being able to appropriately, you know, recruit and retain our teachers, our clinicians, our teacher aides for our students. And these families have students in our schools because they've been assessed to need specialized support. And we need these resources. We need for the state to really step up and make a commitment similar to the commitment that was made to our public school students this year in fully funding foundation aid. You know, we happen to be provided funding through a different process that is more complicated, but the state has a real opportunity and Governor Hochul has a real opportunity now to say, you know, once and for all, we are going to receive equitable investment in special education programs in New York State.
Well, we've been speaking with Kathleen Brady Stepien. She's the president and CEO of the 853 Coalition and the Council of Family and Child Caring Agencies. Kathleen, thank you so much for making the time, and we really like hearing your insight.
Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.